story about a boy named Conradin. He was 10 years old, and in the doctor's opinion, he wouldn't live for another 5 years, and he lived with his aunt and fought back the tears that living gave him with his imagination, which was rampant under the spur of loneliness. And though his aunt did not really dislike him, thwarting all he did, she did not find displeasing. It's for his own good she took pleasure in stating, and he saw her with a desperate hating, which he never showed her, though this only served to goad her as an unclean thing from his mind. He locked her out. And where down in the dull, cheerless garden he played, there stood a shed, his only haven, sometimes a cathedral and sometimes a playroom, peopled with his friendly phantoms and a ragged feathered old hooden hen in his sad world, an only friend, and a large, lithe, sharp fanged polecat ferret named Shredney bashed her. Now this fearful beast was his most treasured possession, his hope, his fear, his God and his religion. Scarlet berries in winter, red flowers in their season, he brought to his shrine, and on special occasions sprinkled nutmeg before him, and with these pagan ways adored him. Just his being there was a secret, fearful joy. And his aunt decided the tool shed was not good for him. She took away the hooden hen without warning. She waited for his outburst, but Conradin said nothing. And so, to appease him on her own terms, she made him some toast, which he refused, although it was his favorite thing. And when she said, "I thought toast made your little heart sing," he stared at her unmoved and said, "Sometimes. Do one thing for me, Shredney Vashta, I need a hand." What this thing was, he did not say, his God would understand. In the darkness of his bedroom, he breathed his prayer for one single boon. Do one thing for me, Shredney Vashta. Cold afternoon, his aunt ransacked his bedroom, and there found the key to the hutch, and he watched. As she walked down, he knew she would find Shredney Vashta, triumphal ways and ever after. Conradin would grow more sickly every day, till by his small, frail body he was betrayed, and nothing much would matter anymore. So he sang. Shredney Vashta went forth, and his thoughts were red thoughts, and his teeth were white. His enemies called for peace, and he brought them death. Oh, Shredney Vashta the beautiful. Stopped his chanting, inside his breast he could feel his heart beating. He watched the starlings running and flying, and the door of the shed to and fro gently swinging. And through it came the long low beast, eyes a blink at the waning daylight, with dark wet stains around his jaws and throat. Such of Shredney Vashta was the passing. The maid brought in tea, and for the mistress was asking. During the toasting and buttering and eating, he listened to the noises and silences within, the sobbings, the screamings and the shuffling, as they bore their heavy burden in, and the debating as to who would break the news to him. And he buttered himself another piece of toast.